This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, almost live. It feels live, but it's not live, but it should be live. And one day it might be live.
It's the day before.
From the hilltop.
At least we're being truthful. Mm. I remember when I'd accidentally say a different day and people were like, no, shh, it's Wednesday for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome, boys and girls. That was our co-written intro there. We all just chimed in a little, and we're so glad you joined us. And you're our friends. Do you feel it? I sure feel it.
Yes.
Get on in here and turn that volume
feel
up.
I feel like they're in here.
Get in here.
Well, Pearl called me the other day, and she was like, oh, we've got two podcasts coming up. And, you know, I've got this thing about, can I say that, about arranged marriages?
So yeah,
you
we just did that to last that. Week.
And then she's like, Anne, I think we need to bring something practical. So, Serene, you know, I know we've done it before, but, you know, even though people know stuff, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't rehear it. So, and I really feel like it's time for a real capital P practical help. You know, Pearl loves to bring the practical and she tries to balance out all my eerie theory, you know, stuff. And so, so she's like, let's all just do 10 points of things that we think are like our personal health points and bring it. And I'm like, sure, okay, it's not really, you know, I love to bring other stuff, you know what I mean? It's like I didn't feel it, but I felt like, okay, Pearl, well, actually, I was the only one that did the homework.
Yeah.
So
I didn't do my 10 points.
Well, she was busy. She's got a lot going on. But I just wanted to say, I wrote out my point. Now, this is as if it was journal to me, okay? I don't want to preach this to the world. You might say, take those points and stuff it up your elbow, okay? Like, I don't want to hear your points.
Right up your elbow.
So I'm preaching to me. My. So Pearl's like, could you say your best? And I didn't even write 10 points. I have.
Pearl's fanning her face.
How old are you?
Three. I have.
Serene's still talking.
I have just about 3 points with lots of asterisks, really.
Okay.
They're under headings and they're different things, okay? And so I thought to myself, what are the things, if I was going to write a book to myself and say, Serene, these are the things that over your journey and your health journey for life, these are the things you've learned. So I want you to write them down, self, so you can remind yourself that these are the things that are going to keep you successful on your health journey. So here it goes. Dear Serene.
Oh, yes.
Page one. Point one. Dear Serene.
It's like 9 pages.
And this is an order of importance. Order importance for health for me of what I've experienced that has brought me most health is experience life, like life, right? Through relationships.
Okay.
Point one. First of all, for me, God, right? So worship and to feel the delight of being loved so deeply and the delight of learning that love and loving God back. Okay.
And this is for your health, right? But you're saying this is for your health.
This is for my health. This is an importance of what has made me healthy.
Yes.
And because I believe that we're spirit, soul, body, and we're all connected. And if I don't have spiritual health, I believe we were created. This is my personal opinion. I've come to the point where I believe that we were created as spiritual beings with an earthly body, but we're only as healthy as our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So experiencing that close intimacy and rest in the fact that I have a father God. So relationships first, God, and then family. And this is, to me, I feel like if I'm cultivating intimacy with my relationships with family, with my children, that these are my first points to self, dear Serene. And then cultivating close relationships, of course, first with husband, you know, and that's friendship with him and emotional relationship with him, but also physical and all of that, but cultivating it. So dear Serene, this is part of your health. Because if I have a bad day with my husband, I feel poison pinging through my cells.
And all of that love you're talking about, God's love, family love, it's turning on your vagus nerve.
Yes.
And we've talked about vagus nerves over and over, but that's your health and wellness.
And the reason why I say God first was my ultimate relationship with God, because when I go into a backseat with that and start to play around with the doubt feelings and like the fear feelings and the worry, anxiety instead of the faith and the hope and the rest. Oh, like that can turn my health around in a second instead of like, oh no, God, you got this. You are my healer. You know, no, I'm not going to fear. I'm a child of faith. You've recreated my mind. I have the mind of Christ. When I walk in that, I walk in health.
Yes.
But when I walk in like, but what ifs? And, you know, but the Bible says that you know, Proverbs that she smiles at the days ahead. And it's only through God that I can smile at the future instead of be worrying. So that's why that was number one. Family, husbands, children, and then friendships too. cultivating friendships, I think, are a huge part of health. And I heard once about a study, and I can't quote it all perfectly, but the longest lived community, they thought that they were going to find some community where they ate really, really super, super healthy, because there were some areas of
the blue zones, groups, yeah,
that they ate really, really, really healthy. But no, actually the people that lived the longest was this community. I think it was in Italy. Mm-hmm. And they had, you know, a little more fat than what the researchers would think that would give them longer life, you know, and probably feasted more and everything. But because they were such a tight, knit community, they lived the longest because of relationships. So cultivating friendships. And I remember you too, John Gusty, saying to us, hey, if you ever have, you know, a spare moment or whatever, you know, I really want to get Dawn eating with people. If you could like catch a lunch with her or whatever, because you said that her doctor said that eating with people and relationships is one of the biggest parts that he thought she needed for her healing. So I'm not just talking airy-fairy stuff. It's science too.
Yes. You
know, relationships. Okay, then. So dear Serene.
Number two.
Yes. Now this is that was point number one, experiencing life through relationships. Now point number two, experience life through movement and sound. Serene.
Okay. Yes.
Serene, laugh.
Mm.
And I don't know how much I should bring, because we brought some of this into our I'm That Girl book, you know, some of the studies.
Just bring it, because we can always.
And Serene, sing. And Serene, dance. And Serene, smile. And Serene, hug. And so this is, you might be thinking it's weird telling myself this, but I don't know when I hit the point where I grew out of some of that stuff. But sometimes if I'm just, you know, going through my day and ticking the box, and okay, now it's laundry time, and now we're testing math tests, and now we're doing this, and now we're doing that, and now we're getting in the car and we're doing errands. Sometimes, and my children can be laughing and singing, and I can almost get on their case like, you know, stop mucking about, you know, and like, you know, tell them off for joy in life almost, until I realize, oh my goodness, I don't want them to grow up and be me. When did I become like this? And I've decided lately, when I get overwhelmed by their constant singing, there's a lot of them in the house, and they're always like singing different songs all at once. And sometimes it can feel like overload, and sometimes I'm like, this is not good for my health. You know, I'll be like, this is just not, it's just nervous aggravation. And then I realized, no, I'm the fault. So now what I do is I actually join in. So if you can't beat them, you join them, right? So they're all singing at the top of the lungs, and I've decided, join in, Serene. So I just, you know, like, I'm girl, you're on fire. Like whatever it's going to be, some stupid song. And I'm like, oh, their noise doesn't even bother anymore. This is fun. This is fun stuff. So Serene, sing. And, you know, I have this little DJ. He's a five-year-old little cutie. And we brought this piano for Christmas that has a demo on it.
Yeah.
And he's like, wants to press it all day long and turn the volume all the way up. And he wants to see our reactions, you know. And like at first I was like almost getting to the point where this is just too much, this is too loud, you know, I need to spank him and tell him to turn that thing off and to know how to keep the volume at a normal level, because he's not listening to me. Until I decided, you know, and I'm not against discipline, but until I decided, yeah, but let's have a little fun with this little guy. So now every time he turns demo on, I don't care what I'm doing. I could be in the middle of like cutting onions. I could be in the middle of putting mascara on. I will stop what I'm doing and I will cut it up like Danny style. Like I'm the best dancer, and it's all like it's rumba or it's classical or it's like opera, and I have to do the different thing. But it's fun, and it's how I'm cultivating my health now.
Yes, okay? It is.
And smiling, I feel like my resting face is like downward dirge. And do you know why I find that? Because when I end up smiling at something, it's very concrete to take it out of the down and into the smile. It's like, ooh, you've been in that position for a very long time, Serene, because it felt stiff to change it.
Yeah.
Okay, so smile more. And the hug, you know, my children love to hug, and I love to hug too, but you know, it's a lot when a lot of them are hugging, and that's good. But I feel like I need to embrace that and not be like too busy for it or too whatever. And it's not just hugging with my husband, but hugging.
Yeah.
Hugging all the children. And
well, we've talked about people. Hugging with other people. Leslie had to give us therapy for
walk tall. That's another one of my things. Dear Serene, walk
tall.
Is
that number three?
It's part of point number two. See, the first point was experience life through relationships. That's my main point.
Yes.
My second point for health is experience life through movement and sound. Because I feel like I could eat all the healthy salads in the whole entire world, but if I don't sing, if I don't laugh, if I don't smile, if I'm like literally just a bore, I feel like the sound and the movement and those vibrations through my body, that's I'm finding now one of my the key things for my mental health and my emotional health. Okay, so walk tall, which if you do our work-ins, it's kind of like a perky posture thing. And I've just decided now to, instead of like keeping energy for exercise, I keep energy for posture. So I don't exercise beyond the point where I don't have energy to hold myself tall for the rest of the day.
Great.
So, and then breathe, slow down, breathe well, speed up to breathe well. Okay, so we need to slow down to smell the roses and to not have this stressful, you know, shallow inhalation and exhalation. So slow down to breathe well, but speed up to breathe well. Do some exercise and experiment, I should say, dear Serene, with the time of the day that works best for you. Because I find when I don't have a plan, oh, it's not sustainable. If I don't have the plan and just fit it in when I can and there's meetings that are getting up and then it's like late afternoon and I'm exhausted and then it feels like dragging 10,000 camels to do like a 15-minute nothing, you know? So experiment and have a plan, dear Serene, because when you do, it's sustainable for you. And I've got a great plan now. It really works for me. Yes. And yeah, and I don't know if I should share that. I'll share it another time.
Okay.
Okay. and then, so that was point two. And then point three, yes, partaking. So that was experiencing life through the relationship. Point one. Point two, experiencing life through sound and movement. And you know, when I said sound, they say that singing, I don't care if you sound awful, if you don't know how to sing in tune, they say the benefits of singing, even out of tune, it doesn't matter how in tune it is, the benefits are incredible for your body, healing diseases.
Well, singing, they say, is a cleanse, actually cleanses toxins out of your body.
Yes.
Cleanses toxic emotions.
Yes.
But also with those emotions go literal toxins.
Yes. I think you got to sing loud. I think you got it really belted.
Yeah. Yeah. I think belt, let it go. You know, Tangled.
I always love that about basement church at the Campbells.
Yeah.
Is it wasn't a bunch of like, who's going to go firsters. Like clear in the very, very back. I could be in the front row and all the way in the back, you hear Vange, then sings my soul.
Yeah.
With all of her vanginess.
Yes.
And then true. You hear you two harmonizing.
Yeah.
But they say too, actually singing with others.
Yes.
When you're talking about vagus nerve, because all these things turn on your vagus nerve. If you're new to this podcast, we've talked a lot about it. It's your health and wellness, like nerve in your body, and actually turns on your immune system. All these things, you need to look it up. But singing, smiling, all these things that Serene is talking about turns it on, right?
Yes.
But they say singing with others actually turns it on more powerfully. So if you ever like with your children or doing it and you just sing and belt together,
yeah,
it's even better.
That nervous feeling I felt when I was overwhelmed by that noise is totally gone. And not only is it gone, but I experience such euphoria, now health euphoria, by singing along with them. I think that's why they don't get annoyed, because they're just part of the noise. And now I'm a part of the noise. It's so healing. It's so wonderful. And I want you to notice that I haven't even mentioned food yet.
I know.
And the reason is because I had the food part down so well and so controlled for most of my life, but I didn't have this necessarily this spiritual freedom, like this deep soul rest. I hadn't found that yet. I hadn't this celebratory way of living where even though I'm going through ticking my box in the day, I just going through like inside my happy cells, I'm on vacay still, you know? And I hadn't found that yet. And I felt like I wasn't in perfect health, even though I ticked the health food box. Who cares if you're ticking the health food box if you're miserable?
Oh, you've seen the miserable salad eaters.
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. What you're saying is so huge.
Totally.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Now we're going to
point three.
Partaking of life through the energy of ease.
Bring it. Let me see.
Fruit.
Yeah. Oh, ease, meaning E-apostrophe S.
Sweet potatoes, sprouted or cultured ancient grains, honor and make room for glucose.
Okay.
Now, I know people that come to Trim Healthy Mama have abused glucose in a way where it's been, glucose is your carbohydrates, but they've abused it in a refined way, and maybe they need a few healing years where they still need to eat the ease, but in a very safe manner. Mm-hmm. So they need to make room very smartly. And we started out that way because we had abused them in our life. But when you are healed from that abuse, make plenty of room. for glucose in a gentle way and honor it. Because it took us a while to get to this balance, Pearl and I feel like, I God designed our bodies to burn glucose and to burn fat, but the preferred fuel, the first fuel that our body naturally likes to burn to keep things in the right speed and not like a slowed down state is glucose. You know, the fruit that falls from the trees and the tubers and the things like that. And I feel like, I'm saying, dear Serene, time to honor them. And especially in my season, I feel like there's been times where my hormones haven't been as balanced either when I have been just honoring fat as king, Tut, and not saying, hey, there is another king that can sit here too. You know?
Such a good picture of like giving fat the preeminence in your meal.
Yeah.
Like, because it's so easy.
Yes.
Like, I will eat a stick of butter. I won't because of I like my gallbladder.
Yes.
I like it to stay.
Yes.
But man.
I like it to stay.
Like the taste of butter itself. Like some people are like, let's butter a thing. Yeah. I'm like, let's butter my tongue.
No, but you know, and it's natural to crave fat. Like fat satiates and nourishes our hormones and it's part of the plan. But, and it's not second class either. Not. We're not putting it second class, but it is not, and it's not to be abused or treated as the only king. And I want to say that no more am I putting carbohydrates as second class either. Mm. I'm saying let's have an equal marriage here. Mm. And you'll know your body and there's different seasons and different times. And there'll be times when you will definitely celebrate fats more in your reproductive years and things like that. And there'll be times when you may celebrate carbs more, but you will give them equal honor always.
Oh,
you
know, I love that. Serene was so good.
I've even learned to enjoy a dry, if you will, potato.
Yeah.
Like there is a natural taste. Like
I know.
When your taste buds really heal, like you find that, you know, butter is welcome and it does just make an upscale of whatever you put it on. But there is a time for like I've had a baked potato with like salt.
And I know.
It worked for me. I wasn't suffering. It wasn't. Yeah. It's like the emotion sometimes of butter can be a bit out of balance.
No, it's so true, Danny. I've experienced same. You know when people say I've experienced same, they don't say the same?
Yeah.
It's almost more poignant to say experienced same.
Yeah. Yeah.
A sweet potato, I used to have to pile that thing high with all sorts of interesting stuff. And I do now because that's fun.
Yeah.
But sure. I can just have a sweet potato or even a baked yellow or white potato. I have those now.
Yes.
Just it.
Yes.
Wow.
And the reason why I'm saying this is journal to myself, dear Serene, these are your health points you've discovered and this is going to keep you successful is because, like I said before, let me just turn my Allison family phone off. It won't be an emergency unless they call Pearl too, probably.
That's true.
You know, is that I haven't all, because I'd abused carbs before, you know, it was hard for me to find that balance. And since I've found that balance of giving them honor and not being afraid of them, I actually have found it easier to keep my weight stabilized.
Yeah.
It's so much easier because my metabolism is firing. And so that's my point to Serene in partaking of life through energy, the emails, is also in that point is to learn to love the balance and to not get things out of balance anymore. Too much in my life have I been, you know, on one side of the seesaw of the other. The other point, this will be point four. Learn how, and we've talked about this in a previous potty, but it's a main point of my success. Serene, learn how to turn on the red light.
Yeah.
Serene, learn how to turn on the caution amber light. And Serene, learn how to turn on the green light with no shame.
Okay.
And that's because in the past, I haven't known how to turn the green light. I've been such a control freak.
Well, if you're going to bring that here, not everyone listened to that podcast. So let's do a quick 1, 2, 3 of red light, green light. Amber light.
Well, I think the previous podcast class was like the light disco.
Safety disco.
But I've got the system with myself is, you know, there's different lights. You can't always have it on one light. It's dangerous. There'll be traffic problems. So there'll be metabolism traffic problems if you keep it on one light. And I like to know when to turn the red light on, like when I've come back from vacay. When we came back from Mexico, Pearl, I put a very strong red on.
And it's not like, oh, dirge, deprivation. It's like going back into the deeply guided point. Of the basics of the plan.
Right. Like in the breakfast, I'm going to stick to my sweatpants meals that have worked for me and that they're safe and they're foundational.
S or E type things.
And then I need to know when to put on an amber light, which means you're not going to be totally like, I've got to stay to the deep, you know, because I've been off a little bit. No, it's just like you can have a little something, but with caution, you're not going to go the whole hog.
Yeah.
You know, like you do with green light.
Like, especially if you've got like multiple birthdays in that month.
Yes.
Turn on the amber light, not the green light, or else you'll be chowing down on cupcakes and have lost all your gains.
Exactly.
Or your losses,
so
I should say.
Your amber might be, okay, well, I'm going to choose on this night, this birthday night. Say there's a birthday every night for a week. On this birthday night, I'm just going to have a little glass of red with the adults as we talk and you know, and smile at the children eating their cupcakes.
Yeah.
And another night, I might choose to have a cupcake.
Yeah.
And then the other birthday, I might just choose to, you know, dance the night away and I'm going to celebrate with my children and it doesn't have to be food, you know. Mm-hmm. And another night, okay, back, I'll have a small slice of the cake, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just that amber light. But then the green light, there is times I've realized for green light and I never used to allow myself the green light. But then life was a dirge and there was something where I was missing the vitamin P. And I was missing this place also mentally.
Vitamin
where
P is vitamin pleasure. Yes.
The new peeps in the room. I was missing this place of mental freedom too, where it was almost like control was unhealthy. Like I could never turn the green light on. And I don't think that's a fully healthy place. So I've learned now, and Pearl's helped me with that, to turn the green light on without shame. You're not going to 4 hours go over that meal and over the suffering of all the things that were wrong about that meal. No, you've chosen that green light. So you're going to celebrate
and
that.
And it doesn't mean hurting yourself a green light. It just means.
Green light for me means crossovers over crossovers over crossovers.
Yeah, not waiting 3 or 4 hours or just abandoning all your guidelines for that day and saying, I'm going to eat from the earth or maybe I'll even have some Aunt Marge's pecan pie.
Yes,
not going to hurt my tummy, but I'm going to release myself from guidelines.
It's good to clarify that because me as a person, I've never had a real donut and I've never drunk a pop and it's not like I'm ever going to. My green light just meant I'm going to have a tablespoon of coconut oil on my sweet potato.
Have you ever had a Coca-Cola?
No.
You don't know what it tastes like.
I'm sure I know what it tastes like.
No, she hasn't had it. She's this weird sort of a person that
the movies,
no,
the movies didn't want to describe eat food. What it tastes like. Like I know how it tastes because of that can opening and all those bubbles on the big screen and you're going around that roller coaster with
I
that
would
cool
love to make
feeling.
A video where you take a sip of Coke and we see the reaction.
That's not the green light for me.
Okay.
Okay, so the other point now, point
it's just poison
five,
for her.
Is have a nighttime plan, Serene. Oh dear, Serene, have a nighttime plan. You have special nine-nine foods, Serene, and we've touched on this in a previous potty, but I have special foods that are my nine-nine foods, meaning after a certain time in the night, that's my own personal thing. Pearls will be a different time. And I think she doesn't do anything after 7 except for her nine-night appointed things. Mine might be after 8 or something like that. But I have special nine-night foods. It's either a trimmy or it's a baby-sized fuel pool protein thing, like a baby frap or something like that. A little bit of lean protein with berries or something like that. But it won't be peanut butter anymore. I used to not have a nine-nine plan for foods. And I used to think that the afternoon snack foods were okay for nighttime. And it wasn't okay. And in my have a nighttime plan is have a night bedtime, a weeknight bedtime plan. And you're still going to live and you've got to be flexible. But I think having a plan, it brings success and I have a goal for when I get to bed and it helps. I'm no longer a nighttime freak out because I have a goal of when I'm going to get to bed.
And a lot of
so
people
healthy.
Are just eating because they're not in bed.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm almost done here, Pete.
You're doing great. I love it.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Hey, we have got something fun. You know, hubby loving chicken. That was like a breakout fan favorite recipe from the table book. Well, you guys loved it so much, you started putting on everything and you'd make big batches of the seasoning up in it. It would go on your stir fries. It would be breading as your meats. It would go on like your eggs. But not all us drive-through Sues wanted to make those batches of seasonings up, Serene. Because we're too lazy.
Right.
So we've done it for you now. Hubby loving seasoning. You just
we
pour it on.
We are so kind. And I can't wait to even try it on my salad. I love a good seasoning on my salad.
And well, we just launched this stuff, Serene.
Oh,
Serene
so
doesn't
excited.
Have her own bag of it yet. I do.
Well, I'm going to your house
I'm special.
To to get your bag. Because listen, it sounds so deliciously amazing. I'm just reading the ingredients now. And of course, you know already those who have made it at home, but we have simplified it for you.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is open a bag and shake.
It's full of nutritional yeast, which is chromium, which stops the sugar cravings, which, you know, gives you so many trace minerals. And then you've got the good Himalayan pink salt, the natural mineral salt from Trim Healthy Mama. And it's just got a lovely bunch of seasonings that makes everything yummy, even your popcorn, Sereni.
Yes.
And so, you know, it brings phenomenal flavor. And I don't know, I just love ease of everything. Anything that's going to make my life easier.
Yes.
For me, that's good. I don't know about you. You don't mind throwing things together.
Yes. And I like things that my hubby loves.
Oh, yeah.
And you may not even have a hubby, but you can just love it yourself.
Absolutely.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. And then point six, get a set of sweatpants food. You have to find your set. And it's got to be more than
one.
And
for new peeps in the room, what does sweatpants food mean?
Well, you explain that.
Okay, it just means if you wear your sweatpants, they're so comfy and you know they're going to feel good on and you know you can slip them on at any time. So sweatpants meals are just ones that you repeat over and over and they don't stress you. They're not new. You've tried and true. They're great with your weight. They're great with your taste buds. They're great with your ingredients in your home.
Yes.
So for me, I have like, you know, 7 or 8 nighttime ones. I only have like 3 or 4 breakfast ones. I have 4 or 5 lunch ones. And I just repeat, 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 repeat. And they make my life so easy. There's not one of them that I hate. One of them all the family likes. They work.
Yes. And just juggling this to another thought, I also have a list of sweatpants exercise routines.
Yes.
Because I wake up really early now and get my exercise done before any of the children wake because it actually makes my life smoother and my life more peaceful and then my afternoon more relaxing and my nighttime more relaxing. And so to get up that early, I have to go to bed quite early. But some mornings, it's just like it's too early to do anything too adventurous, you know. So I have my sweatpants and I just like, I don't even have to think. You don't even have to concentrate. It's just like you put your sweatpants disc in.
Oh,
you
know? Old school.
Yeah. And so I also have. And
it's
then,
showing our age. Most people are streaming. Like even our workings are streaming now.
Right.
But
and then.
Do
and
you
then,
still do discs, Danny?
No, we don't do no discs
yeah, he's
up in
so
here.
Modern. But my other. I the, like other a disc. The other point in point three, get a set of sweatpants foods. Under the same point with a little flip around is have also a list of excited to try list.
Yeah.
When you have that little ticket, oh, I've excited to try list, it's almost like having a little. Cart in your Amazon account that you can almost press play with. It's kind of exciting. You got that there.
Right.
You can almost press.
Just the fact that it's in your wish list is
yes,
fun.
Yes, it's fun. And so you'll never get bored with your sweatpants if you know you've got a list of excited to tries. So there's no problem with your diet. The only problem is you haven't found the time to do it yet to do the excited tries. And then are we up to point 6 or 7?
7, loves.
Get a favorite sipper. Yes, yeah. I don't care what it is. It doesn't have to be GGMS. It can be one of Rashida's new amazing parrot punches and all these wonderful things. But I'm telling you, sometimes it's not about food, but water will not cut it. It's an emotional thing. It's I don't know all the science behind it, but it's not like you really, really only need water, but your brain just says, nope, water's not going to work. You've done water. You need a sipper for the thrill of it. You still want thrill, but you don't need fuel. And I feel like my favorite sipper, which really helps me, is what I call Cider Pop. And it's like Italian sparkling water from Aldi's. Sorry, Topo Chico, wonderful. I put that in and I put juga juga of apple cider vinegar. It's basically just a GGMS and sparkling. And then I put the end of a knife of stevia in it. Now I put the cider vinegar and the stevia together at the bottom and I swirl it around. You don't add that to the sparkling. You'll just explode.
You'll be a volcano.
Yeah, and then I add the ice and then I add that. It's just like apple cider pop and I just love it. But I have to have the sparkle in it for it to give me the thrill. But if I have that, when I just want to do stupid snacking and I don't need the fuel, I'm refreshed, I'm thrilled, I'm energized. I can do that while watching a movie and I don't feel like I need to have this hand-to-mouth, you know, situation. So I feel like a favorite sipper, as dear Serene, a great way of keeping your success.
Serene, on this note, got to put a word in here on a new THM product. Well, new for me, I just discovered it. I made my first order on your website.
Yeah, I saw him on his Instagram. He like got a box, you know?
Yeah, did a little unboxing.
He did an unboxing.
It was so thrilling. I felt like, oh my gosh, I've been missing out on the
club. You got you a big stash of Shameless crackers too.
Oh, there's so many. I still have some too. Shameless crackers. Unfortunately, I have experimented to see if you can eat so many that you die.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. You don't die. No, you can eat all of them. And you won't die. But something that our family tore through that the next shipment will be secret and I will keep in my personal stash is the hydrates.
Yeah.
Okay. You remember that recipe for Danny Aid?
Yeah.
It was like Topo Chico and lime. I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was salt.
And some of your flavorings and stuff. Okay. You could do that or you could get the cherry hydrate.
Yeah.
Okay. The cherry hydrate is so stinking good. Oh. Now, the other ones are probably great, too.
You know why you're saying this? Look at his little Danny Mexican boy coming out because he likes the real flavored sugar water, eh?
Oh,
but I love the cherry aid, too.
It is so good.
It's my weekend sipper.
But guys,
I keep it for the weekend.
Guys, next level tip here, okay? You don't have to mix it with water. You can open this and pixie stick it right into your mouth. It is like the most tangy Sour Patch Kid. Like if you have a candy fix, like you're the person who's got to have your gummies or your mints.
We could coat the gummies with it.
I'm telling you.
That's what Rashida was saying the other day.
I'm telling you, this powder it's next level. It's better than any like commercial candy I've had. Way better than Pixie Sticks. It has a...
Look at her daughter. She's nodding up and down.
The thing is about the hydrates...
She wants to speak.
You can't decide between eating them or pouring them in water because it's either candy or the best drink you've ever had. What do you think about the hydrates?
So good.
Did you like the cherry?
Mm-hmm.
You asked them too many questions. Like she was trying to speak, like just do off the cuff. And then you shove that in her mouth and ask her a question.
Yeah.
That's all right, Danny.
But what were you saying?
I don't even know.
She doesn't know.
Scarlett Valdez, ladies and gentlemen, sits
there and looks pretty.
She looks so pretty. Okay, I've got one more point, and then just like
so good, Shireen.
Chuck it to the wolves after that. Is this point eight?
But I am going home to drink a cherry hydrate.
Yeah, but I love them, and I just keep them to the weekends.
Do you ever do them with the sparkling water?
No. Well, if I did it at first and diluted it first, like with the apple cider vinegar and stevia at first, it might work. But I did it at the airport, pouring it into a Topo Chico, and I lost all of it, but an inch. So I haven't been gaming.
If you
yet.
Do any sparkling water and you're using anything with stevia, you have to do it at the bottom first.
Yes. Yeah, so you got to pour it into a cup and add a little of your sparkling to the thing and let it fizz up and go down and then add the rest. Yes.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Shireen and Pearl, and I'm Pearl. And who are you?
I'm Shireen.
This is The Party with Shireen
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, so point eight, Pearl, if you've been keeping track, is it eight? Dear Shireen, keep learning and experiencing. Never get in a rut, dear Shireen, even if it's a good and healthy rut. Even if the rut works for you, be able to change it up on vacays at people's home. Be flexible with life.
Yeah.
Dear Shireen, experience. So that was the point eight. And then this is kind of... point maybe nine. Experience different flavors and cultures. This is something I've done just naturally. So it might be dear Shireen and dear you listeners.
Yeah.
But this is back to Shireen. Keep learning and having your mind open. So the reason why that's going into mind open is because like, you know, flavors and cultures. Yeah. Keep things new. I mean, you might decide you hate Indian. Okay. Hate it, but try it. Keep your mind open. You never know what you'll love. And it just keeps your journey exciting. And now to the next side of the exciting, the mental side. Keep learning and experimenting and reassessing things and letting truth, not tradition, guide your health journey. Because a lot of times it's like, this is what I've always done. This is what I do. And, you know, I've always believed that carbs aren't healthy for me. Yeah. And I've always believed that I don't do good on them and blah, 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 blah. No, maybe let truth trump over tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Pearl and I have had to be very open with ourselves. And we always discuss that we're never going to say we have found it.
Yeah.
We're never going to say, hey, this is the way. We always want to keep nudging THM in the right direction. And even if we have to push it a little bit to the right, oh, no, push it a little bit back here, push it. We don't mind that because it's not about pride. It's about truth. And keeping humble and saying, nobody's ever arrived yet. We're all still learning.
Yeah, we had to say that we were probably pretty much in the wrong when we told people not to eat a banana or a potato.
Yeah, exactly.
We're okay coming back and saying I'll, you know.
But we want you to know, though, in that honesty, as you'll know that we're not going to just tell you to do something just because we told it and we feel stuck now. No. We're going to be humble with you and say, hey, actually, we've started to learn. Yeah. And new research is saying, so yeah. You'll know that you're going to receive new stuff from us too. But dear Serena, I want to tell myself and tell you guys.
Is this the last point?
No, you know, I'm just, it's the same point.
Oh, this is 9 point.
Yeah, it's just the same point.
9A.
Never say you have arrived. And always see if you can find more truth for your healthy body. And remember to learn from others.
Yeah.
You know, because almost be like, well, I've researched this and I've researched that. Mm-hmm. Well, who cares? Mm-hmm. You can always learn from others.
So true. And their truth.
Yes.
Oh, that was 10.
No, it was kind of all 9 there. But let's make a 10th. Can you?
Because we've done 9. And she didn't have a 10.
I forgot about all those numbers. But at least I was the only one that did my homework.
You were brilliant.
So can you guys make the 10th point? We have to have 10.
Well, oh goodness, putting me on the spot. Well, when I had this whole idea, I only had a number one.
Oh, what was your number one?
It was a reminder to Pearl, dear Pearl, sit in the sun in the morning.
Oh, I didn't have that. That's huge.
Okay. Epic. Because now that, and I learned that from John's doctor, your friend, Dr. Jeremy, because now that it's getting warmer again, my porch, I've been eating my breakfast on the porch and my whole life has changed. Just that sun in the morning, it sets your whole circadian rhythm. It turns on your immune system. It makes you hungry at the right times. It gets your body burning fuel in the morning just because your body demands sunlight and light. So doing that in the morning, I'm so blessed. Winter is harder, isn't it?
So hard. Oh, yeah.
So what are we going to suggest for when people are listening to this and,
in winter,
and they're re-listening, it's the winter.
Well, winter is a time for doing other things. Or
you
get
can
a
find
lamp.
Sun in a window.
Yeah.
You can. And whenever you
but
find
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's snowing or.
But if you find it, dive into it.
Yeah. And that's why I love going to Mexico too. There's something special about the sun in Mexico, man.
Not everyone can go to the sun in Mexico.
No.
But they can take their vitamin D drops.
Well, you could get a few timeshares that you feel really bad about. And then you just go to them because you feel shameful for spending the money on the timeshares. And then you get blessed by Mexican sun.
Some regret shares.
Yes.
Regret and maybe shares. Maybe they don't have money for that, Pearl. And they just have the trailer like we used to have. Mm-hmm. You can find that little corner of sun in that window and take your vitamin D drop.
Yeah, you take your vitamin D K2 drop.
Do you know you can get wall?
Take K2 with your D.
You can get wallpapers that will turn an entire like wall in your bedroom into like a cinematic sunset scape or a space scene or.
Well, mines do work like that. They help.
Yeah, you could at least get that. And there are some special lamps these days. That helps.
John can speak to that. Pearl, you want to twist that mic around?
I wonder
John?
About the special lamps. I've been wanting to get one for winter time, but I'm like, isn't it just, I mean, if it's just an LED bulb, it's still artificial. I'm not hit with that solar.
Well, there's, we use, because my wife Dawn has to have sunlight all the time.
Yeah, what's your?
We have two different kinds. There's, first of all, there's infrared, which is literally like a red bulb. It's a specific spectrum of
do you have a
red.
Brand name?
I can give you. I don't have any. I'm not prepared for that.
Dang
but I do
it, John.
But I do have some on my computer that Danny I can shoot to you and
please
if others would like that. You can always email John at WelbyStreetPress.com and I can send that to you.
You're about to get blowed up,
no,
dude.
But so there's the infrared and then there's also the full spectrum. Anybody that has had I don't know has dealt with reptiles or you know will know about full spectrum lights. So we have both of those. We have full spectrum and infrared that during the winter time she just lays under those when she can't get outside. But I will also say if you can brave the weather. Even though it doesn't seem like it's sunny outside, if you can see your hand in front of your face, you're getting sunlight. Definitely get out in just because it's winter and just because it's cold and just because it looks gray outside does not mean that it's not sunlight. Sunlight is getting through. I literally mean that.
Right.
If you can see hand in front of your face, there's enough sunlight for you to benefit
from
that.
What about all those people that come back from ski trips and they're all burnt up? In New Zealand, it's the land of the long white cloud and it's very, very... it's not always bright. And, you know, you greet a lot of freckled children in New Zealand.
Hey. Oh, I think we're, do you have one, Dan? Serene put us on the spot.
As far as like a number one tip,
it's
for
nine
health,
plus one is what it is.
Nine plus one. But the idea is a number one health tip.
Just something you want to remind yourself of. Dear Danny.
But wasn't yours like number one through 10 health tips?
It was number one through 9.A.
My number one agrees with her number one.
John's got one.
Yeah, we need John.
Yeah, like the, like your state, you know, is I don't know if I want to say more important than what you're eating, but I would say it is first important, your state. But then number two, man, health tip, gotta go back to my old question I asked myself, is what part of the earth did this come from before I put it in my mouth? It has to come from some part of the earth, or it's a chemical made to make me a mindless slave to all things sad. Mm-hmm. John?
Good. You guys, who long-time listeners have heard me say this before, but water, 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 water. Mm-hmm. You have to get water right. We are almost 80% water, and it would be like it would blow you away to just know that most people don't have a good water source, and bottled water is like one of the worst water sources you could have. I mean, you need good, natural, distilled water the way that the creator intended it to be. Natural rain falling from the sky is distilled water. So get distilled water running through you. It is single-handedly the cheapest, inexpensive, best thing you can do to just get your body in shape. And I haven't had anything but distilled water running through me for probably the last 5 years. And the side effects are amazing. I mean, we could do a whole podcast on what happens to you if you just change your water. And so, you know, and water leads right to light. So water, 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 get good natural light, and by all means, please touch the ground every once in a while, because you have to discharge. We are walking antennas just getting blasted with all sorts of radiation all the time, and radiation is not what you might think from a movie standpoint. It's not the nuclear power plant. There is radiation coming off your phone, off your computer, off your stove, off your fridge, the wires in your walls, the lights you're sitting under. That's all radiation. We're just getting baked in it, and you have to discharge sometimes. So water, light, touch the
ground. And I do want to say about the water, John is sovereign, and he's a sovereign, meaning whatever he does, you know, he finds the best of. And I appreciate that about John. But just if you're listening and you're starting to get overwhelmed, if you're getting off of pop and you're the only thing you can get your hands on right now is bottled water,
yeah,
that's good. But John, he is sovereign and amazing with water. And he looks healthy. He's not twitching.
That was all the advice I'd give to a plant, John.
Yeah, it's so true.
Literally. Yeah. It makes sense.
Soil, water, and light.
Yeah.
Some of the Brilliant. Things we forget to do as humans.
Brilliant.
We're good,
Love
mate.
It. All hey, right. Hey, peace, homie. See you next week. Trim off the mom on my way. And then I'll be
trim off the mom. Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.